we are continuing our discussion of how to talk less. And this is part two of a discussion. This discussion is taken from a book that I read from Sandra Lowe, How to Talk Less. She has really researched this, and I appreciate all her contributions to this very important topic. She makes the point, we have been blessed with the beautiful gift of language. It's the gift of expression, of freeing emotions, ideas, dreams, intentions through words. The abuse of this gift, however, turns it curse-like, leading to misunderstanding and befuddlement. It is an ironic situation that makes talking more a hindrance to communication. So we really are about finding that balance. So let's talk now specifically about the skill of talking less. And first of all, let's add the word talking less, thinking more. Do not blurt out every random thing, even if the situation seems urgent. Do not answer simply for the sake of answering. Get your facts straight and organize them before responding. Do not merely improvise and invent a seemingly suitable answer. People will be more likely to listen when you speak intelligently and factually. Now, as pastors and leaders, this is very important. I know when I was younger, sometimes I would make guesses, and I would say these guesses, but they were guesses. As I've become older, I am more interested in, like, the evidence of what I'm saying is actually the facts. So often I'll see young people who talk and they'll say something and it's not quite right. I remember when I was a young pastor, a elder in my church took me aside and even said, you know, you exaggerate. And I go, I exaggerate. And this elder pointed out in specific ways where my enthusiasm was a form of exaggeration and I needed to really pay attention to the facts. Give your honest opinion. Do not just mirror someone else's. The value of what you say depends on content and personal touch. People would not want a simple repetition of ideas, believe it or not. They would be more interested in to hear it from your own experience. Good speakers have original ideas and convey them. This quality of uniqueness is what draws people to listen and stay connected to you. So if you're listening and talking less, you can actually come up with better responses, original responses, if you're just not rattling off talk and just responding quickly. Next, the skill of talking less and thinking more is about quality, not quantity. Knowledge is about quality, not quantity. Saying a lot does not directly relate to significance. A few well-chosen words are much clearer than a barrage of speech that is riddled with fluff and meaningless words. Keeping to the main point will make what you say more easily and readily understandable to your audience. Number four, read, write, learn. The idea is to enrich yourself so your conversation is enriched as well. Reading and writing these ideas down will help you better form opinions and ideas. Keeping an open, well-tended mind will give you the advantage of being preparedly knowledgeable when the time comes and when it's needed. So just keep your mind active. And as you're listening, talking less, some of those ideas come to mind. Listen to yourself. Really, everything starts with you. How well do you know yourself will reflect in the words and ideas that you put out. Take time to be alone so you can listen to your own thoughts. This makes you more aware of your real ideas and opinions. When the opportunity of sharing comes up, you'll be prepared and confident. Notice the idea here of talking less, thinking more. We're always seeking to be an active, engaging partner in conversation, not just someone who says whatever comes to our mind. Listen to others. Communication is an exchange. Just as your opinion holds value, so does others. The information they share might be interesting. It might be something new to you. Listen and gain this newfound knowledge to enrich your own. This information can be passed on later to someone else when he or she might find it interesting as well. So listening builds your interest level. Who you are is built by your skill of listening. Talking is easy, but listening is hard. When you keep silent, the direct consequence is you're more likely able to hear what the other person is saying. Hearing and listening are two very different things. They are worlds apart. Hearing is simply taking in sound. Listening involves concentration, analysis, and understanding, absorbing. Listening is a vital part of the whole communication process. So, let's talk briefly on what skills it takes to become a good listener. First of all, be clear about your reasons for listening. Responding is important. This is a fact. But before that can be done, there should be understanding. Not just listening, understanding. This is more aptly pertaining to the one's attitude toward communication. It could be something seen as a match between adversaries when both parties are trying to score points. This makes the exchange more superficial. Instead of competing to make an answer, one should focus on really understanding the other's idea first, and then understanding would then lead to an appropriate response. Number two, the skill of becoming a good listener. Use your own silence to observe. Communication is more than a verbal exchange. Body language can change how a person says things. There are subtle clues that can make meaning deeper. It has been said that when your mouth is open, your ears become closed. Keeping silent lets you focus on other things, and it lets you absorb more than you normally do when you are actively talking. It's like reading between the lines, only in this case, it's seeing beyond the lines of speech that you hear. Number three, let people finish their statements. Learn to listen to the totality of a person's thoughts. The complete idea will be clear when you keep your reactions until after the person has stopped talking. Interrupting tends to lead the conversation away to other directions. The end result being is that the concept is left incomplete, unfinished, and most likely forgotten. On another note, allowing him or her to finish the statements shows how much you respect and value them. It shows that you think what they say is important. This will let them view you as a good listener as opposed to a frequent talker. Number four, maintain consistent eye contact. Eye contact shows that your concentration and focus is on the speaker, and this would encourage him or her to keep the flow of communication going. The eyes are the window of the soul precisely because they give clues as to how the speaker is feeling about what is being said. Staring at the person, however, would be highly uncomfortable. Learn to tell the difference between degrees of eye contact. And in this class, we have talked about that many times. Number five, ask questions when appropriate. When anything seems unclear, clarify, but make your timing appropriate. Suddenly interrupting would break the speaker's momentum, but for better understanding. Asking questions would be justifiable. Listening is all about understanding. Assuming is not the same as understanding. Repeat statements to check if you heard it right or ask the speaker to expound when you do not understand them clearly is a very important thing to do. It keeps the conversation going while at the same time prevents misunderstanding. The bottom line in listening is this. When you listen to other people will listen to you as well. It's part of the give and take process. If you want to be heard, then give other people the same courtesy. People will more likely be influenced to trust you when you listen well and talk less. Listening will booster the confidence that people have in you and would likely increase the respect that they currently have for you. So what we're going to learn how to do here is to talk less and say more. Talking and saying are synonyms. Superficially, they do mean the same thing. Talking less gives off the impression that when you do talk, it must be important. There are ways of improving the way you speak so that even if you talk less, you actually are saying more. Here's the skill of saying more. Number one, know your audience. What they need, how they understand, the time limitations involved. The first thing is to form a connection. Catch their attention. Keep it simple, though, but make an impacting statement. So what you want is to impact making statements through your just ability to know who you're talking to and to engage. Number two, when conveying ideas, use concrete examples that are relatable to others. Don't use inside jokes or anecdotes that are too personal. For better understanding, the person must have a little connection to what you are saying. So, when conveying ideas, use concrete examples that are relatable to others. Number three, strive to sound confident. People are more likely to listen to someone who knows what they're talking about. This could be advantageous when trying to convince people toward a certain way or an opinion. I've met people before, too, where they're saying really amazing things, but they say it with such, hesitation, or they're wrapping their hands, or they're moving around, or they're being self-conscious, that when they talk, I don't even listen as much because they're not sounding confident. So say something confidently. Practice that. Talk less, but when you do talk, say something more confident. Number four, adjust yourself to the audience level. Using complicated words that would sail over other people's heads is ineffective. Instead, use simple words so they grasp easily, words so that people know what you're actually are saying. So instead, use simple, common words so that they would grasp easily. I remember I was a philosophy major in college, and it took me a couple years to just get over the jargon when I would be talking about the soul in spiritual things. I want to say this too, at CLI, you're learning a lot of terminology in your ministry training, but somehow do not let your terminology be that which you just start showering on people. Use simple words, words of the common language. Number five, keep everything short and concise. With the current state of people's attention spans, fewer words would be more effective in getting through long-winded and wordy accounts. Number six, practice makes perfect. So it makes sense to rehearse conversation techniques and styles every once in a while. The more practice, the better. Keep yourself entertaining. Most people won't mind if you talk too much when you are funny or amusing. When what you say makes sense, people will listen and won't think of it as a precious time waster. Now, as a last born child who likes to be funny, I have to still be careful about this one. Just because I could say something entertaining or funny doesn't mean that I should still talk. I should still keep talking less, listening more, saying more. In conclusion, keep your ears open, your mind even more so, and your mouth appropriately open or closed as the situation calls for. This is the secret to effective communication that has lasting and memorable effects on lives. So in your ministry training, Be one who takes this all very seriously and very joyfully. Whether you're a talker or a listener, whether you're someone who lives life afraid to converse, or whether you talk too much, these simple techniques are very important, and they will help you become effective in your people-smart skills in ministry.